In this bulletin, Federal Parliament resumes today with repealing the Medivac bill and new security laws priorities for the coalition. Britain's Finance Minister Philip Hammond says he'll resign if Boris Johnson becomes the Conservative Party leader. And in netball, New Zealand ends Australia's dominance of the World Cup by the smallest of margins. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The Coalition is aiming to repeal the so-called Medivac bill when Parliament resumes. Under the laws passed in March, seriously unwell asylum seekers held in Australia's offshore detention have been transferred to Australia for treatment. Less than 30 people have received treatment in Australia since the bill was passed, but the Morrison government claims the bill is a threat to Australia's borders. It wants the legislation, which it opposed at the time, to be removed. Centre Alliance Senator Stirling Griff says there's no reason for the bill to be removed, as it hasn't affected national security. He says the bill is the humane thing to do, as sick people deserve medical treatment.
The Medivac repeal bill is all about a callous government effectively flexing its muscles and condemning people in critical medical need of a lifetime of pain. We certainly have no intention whatsoever of allowing the repeal to get through this time around. If it is repealed, people will die. And that is certainly not anything that any of us want to see happen.
Australia's top bureaucrat has cleared former ministers Julie Bishop and Christopher Pyne of any potential misconduct over jobs they've accepted since retiring from politics. Former Defence Minister Pyne has a new defence-focused role with the professional services giant EY, and Julie Bishop has been appointed to the board of a foreign aid contractor. Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet Secretary Martin Parkinson has reviewed both appointments and found ministerial rules have not been broken. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says the former ministers have the right to find work in their expert fields.
Any other Australian looking for new work will, of course, pursue their career based on previous experiences. But what is important is that any future job taken on by a former minister does not put them in breach of the statement of ministerial standards. And the advice from Dr. Parkinson is quite clear that the jobs taken on by former ministers Pyne and Bishop do not put them in breach of the statement of ministerial standards.
At least six inmates have been injured in a riot at a juvenile justice centre on the New South Wales Central Coast. The riot broke out at the Frank Baxter Juvenile Justice Centre about 8:30 p.m. on Sunday, with reports several inmates assaulted each other. The riot squad, dog unit, Polair helicopter and rescue unit all attended the scene. More than 11 hours after the riot started, police continued to negotiate with inmates who were still on the roof. An 18-year-old inmate received stab wounds and facial injuries during the riot and was taken to the Royal North Shore Hospital in a serious condition. Superintendent Tony Joyce says makeshift weapons were used.
What our initial inquiries have revealed is that a number of inmates have armed themselves with some makeshift weapons and have gone about assaulting some other inmates within the centre. What we know at this point is that some of those injuries have involved two persons being stabbed and a number of facial injuries and broken bones.
Britain's Foreign Minister Philip Hammond says he'll resign if Boris Johnson is successful in the Conservative Party leadership race. The announcement comes as the battle between Jeremy Hunt and Mr. Johnson to be the party's leader, and consequently the British Prime Minister, enters its final hours. Mr. Hammond says while he doesn't think Mr. Johnson would sack him, he isn't going to give him the chance if he's elected.
Assuming that Boris Johnson becomes the next Prime Minister, I understand that his conditions for serving in his government would include accepting a no-deal exit on the 31st of October. That is not something I could ever sign up to. It's very important that a Prime Minister is able to have a Chancellor who is closely aligned with him in terms of policy, and I therefore intend to resign to Theresa May before she goes to the palace to tender her own resignation on Wednesday.
In netball, New Zealand has stunned Australia 52-51 in an exhilarating World Cup final to dethrone the reigning champion and claim its first title in 16 years. The Silver Ferns had lost the past three World Cup finals, all to Australia, but soaked up the pressure of this final quarter to prevail in the English city of Liverpool. New Zealand goal shooter Maria Folau top scored for her team with 28 points. Australian goal shooter and captain Caitlin Bassett says her young team should be inspired by the Silver Ferns' ability to come back from their losses in previous finals.
If I reflect and look back at 2015, all those players pretty much were out on court. And when you look at how many of our players were out on court, who were there last time, it was just myself. So a fresh new team, our first World Cup, and so, so many of our athletes, not their last World Cup, thankfully.
England beat South Africa 58-42 for their sixth World Cup bronze medal and the third in a row. And now a look at the weather across Australia. Perth, showers easing in 18. Adelaide, showers developing and windy, 18 degrees. Melbourne, sunny and becoming windy, 16. Hobart, a possible late shower and windy in 17. Frost in Canberra and sunny, 16. Wollongong, becoming sunny, 20. Sydney, much the same, 22. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 22. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 24. Cairns, similar conditions, 27. And Darwin, a sunny day and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.